Of six terrorism suspects President Bush has approved for trial by military tribunal, at least three are citizens of countries closely allied to Washington in the war against terror, even in the war against Iraq. At least that's according to officials of the British and Australian governments quoted today. They say that two Britons and one Australian are among the six detainees designated yesterday. In the past, we've talked about the idea of military tribunals with Scott Silliman of Duke University, but Scott Silliman, it now seems the idea is about to become reality for the first time in many years.
That's right, Robert. I think we're expecting to have a commission probably within the next several months, and the first step has actually been taken with the president actually making the determination that he has reason to believe that these individuals are either al-Qaeda or have engaged in international terrorism or has harbored those that do. And that's the first step, and now the ball goes over to the Department of Defense.
But do you understand by what criteria the U.S. has selected six detainees out of, it would seem, a potential of hundreds who might be described similarly?
I believe the United States, in choosing these six, was looking for cases that would be easy to prove. And when I say that, I mean there has to be a violation of the law of war for there to be a valid charge in these military commissions. Now, if in fact the intelligence information that we're getting from the folks at Guantanamo Bay, and presumably that's where these six are, has at least given the United States government some incriminating evidence against them, or contrary to that, if perhaps they have offered a plea agreement, then those would be the cases that I would expect to be the first to go to trial.
If it turns out indeed to be the case that two Britons and one Australian are going to be tried in this fashion, does it pose any particular problems to the system that they come from governments that, first of all, are very close to the United States, and second, where many people have been critical of the detention system, and particularly where they're always critical of our having capital punishment hanging over American prisoners?
Robert, it puts the burden on the administration to ensure that these first military commissions involving an Australian and two Brits, if that is in fact correct, are extremely transparently fair. And the press are allowed to be at the hearings. The hearings can be closed for classified information, but the press can attend the hearings. And I think the first commission hearings are going to be very, very important because the world's opinion will be framed by what happens at those first six.
But there seems to be a huge difference between these trials and the trial of somebody in the federal court, say. Even though somebody might be detained before trial, they also are guaranteed to be released at some point if they're acquitted. In this case, as I understand it, the Defense Department and the U.S. government could simply decide to detain people anyway.
Well, that's also correct, Robert. And when I say that there'll be due process in these tribunals, I mean that once the trial starts, I think there are some significant problems in our detaining these 650 folks down in Guantanamo Bay for so long. The administration's refusal to accept that they are prisoners of war or accord them rights under that convention or the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. But once we get into the trial procedure, the folks, the defense counsel under Colonel Will Gunn and Air Force counsel, who I know very well and who I have the greatest respect for, they will do everything they can to ensure that there are fair hearings in these military commissions. So once we get to that step, I think the American people are going to be a lot more sanguine about what's going on.
Scott Silliman, thanks for talking with us once again.
Thanks, Robert. Pleasure to be with you.
Scott Silliman is Executive Director of the Center for Law, Ethics, and National Security at Duke University.